This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. And I work at it, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pressure to have you. It is a pressure to have you on board. Seriously, sometimes. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. If not, I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kerry Davis will join us, I think, in the next hour. I don't remember. I'm a little, getting up there a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Kara Davis will join us in the next hour after the first break. And Kara is, man, I've been following her for years. And she's an African-American woman, not voting for Hillary, apparently. And we're going to talk to her about some of her political views. She touts herself as mother, professional wrestler, and amateur cat herder. But, again, check her out on Facebook, Kara Davis, and she's got a lot of rights, a lot of good stuff going on up there on the website. You know, I could jump into it at 100 miles an hour tonight because there are stories abounding this evening. Also, I don't know if you I didn't catch it. I caught or heard bits and pieces of it. But the FBI came out today and said she's been cleared of. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So Comey comes out today, and he rebuffed Clinton's claim that the FBI is only conducting a security inquiry on emails. He didn't quite know what a security inquiry was. Let me see if I can pull this up for you. I think you ought to hear this. We got anything here? Anything? Hello? All right. I'll pot it up as soon as it hits. But here's the
Amber assumed it was.
So it's Clinton for months has downplayed the FBI. Right, she's been saying forever they're not investigating her. They're investigating the emails. They're investigating the server. And it's simply, she keeps saying it's simply a security inquiry. Listen to the.
Now this Fox News alert: the director of the FBI, James Comey, holding a pen and pad briefing. It's called with reporters. On the list of topics, the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, as well as the fight against ISIS. Our chief intelligence correspondent, Catherine Herridge, just came out of that briefing. She joins us live from FBI headquarters in Washington. So, the email investigation first, Catherine. What did he have to say?
Well, the FBI director said at the outset that he didn't want to talk about any pending investigations, but Fox News asked him whether he was conducting a security inquiry. That is the term that Mrs. Clinton used last weekend to describe the FBI probe, and critics say it's an effort to downplay the severity of the FBI investigation. And Director Comey said to us point blank, I don't even know what that means, a security inquiry. We do investigations here at the FBI. We also asked him to address concerns largely among government employees who.
Now think about that. Think about that, right? We do investigations here. We don't do security inquiries. And who are they going to. What are they inquiring of? The server? What are they inquiring of? The people who put the server. I mean, seriously. And he's right. They investigate.
largely among government employees who hold security clearances, who have told Fox News, if we had done a fraction of what Mrs. Clinton and her aides had done, we would already be in prison. And Director Comey said that he was assuring the American people that in this particular case, there would be, quote, no special set of rules.
Now, you know, and that is so true. The only place that I kind of go sideways with all of this is, would it really take this long to do the investigation if it was somebody else? Something else. Are they doing this to slow it down for the, and I'm not saying the FBI in particular, but is it being slowed down to give her a chance to run? Are they going slow to make sure that they have all their ducks in a row, if you would? They have all the information, that they have real information? Again, remember, Comey says, unlike her, said that he doesn't know what a security inquiry means. Adding, we're conducting an investigation. That's what we do. I think that's great. Now, he flat out said, think about what he's doing to Clinton here. He flat out said, point blank, I don't know what she's talking about. We don't do security investigations. I mean, security inquiries. Now, the briefing came right after reports the FBI investigation has been meeting with top aides in Clinton's inner circle, including Huma Abedin and Cheryl Millis. The interviews have really stoked speculation that the investigation may soon be drawing to a close. But he says there's no rush and there's no time frames. And he went on to say about the probe. He said, I say that what I've said now and said for many, many, many months. I'm sorry. She said, what I say now is what I've been saying for many months when she was asked about this. It's a security inquiry. She says, I always took classified material seriously. Well, I knew it was serious. See, she knew it was serious. She just didn't care. Now, I've been telling you that you know, all the way back to when Clinton first started, they're all the same anyhow. When Obama first started playing games with the military, I said, these guys only take so much before they crack. And you've seen over the last, 8 months, more and more and more of them have come out and said what he's doing is wrong. Again, if you could find it, go find the Brett Baer piece that he did a while back, and now about 3 weeks ago, where he interviewed all three Secretary of Defense's for Mr. Obama. They did not have flattering things to say about him. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
American made. It is the only way to go, I'm telling you. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board. Somebody just sent me, you know, it's funny how, even though they know what my politics are, being on some of these media lists, I just got one from somebody who kind of sort of knows me in California. And they sent me a picture of Kamala Harris
for U.S. Senate said, you know, she's our pick. She is worse than Nancy Pelosi. We'll do a show around that one of these days, or a couple of segments. Worse than Nancy Pelosi. And that's who they want us to pick for U.S. Senate. So we can have another 20, because, you know, they never go away. They're kind of like a bad rash. They really just don't go. They kind of subside for a while, but they never really go away. Right? So, anyway, I get the biggest kick out of that. Like, how much longer do we have to put up with this buffoonery? This stupidity. And if you have caught the shows where my Corey Duncan's on, our mad black man from Baltimore, and when he's on and he talks about the devastation in these areas that are totally run by Democrats and have been for 50 or 60 years, how they keep blaming Republicans and conservatives for this is beyond me. But what's really beyond me is how is how they keep buying into it. And forgive me if you're one of those, are they really that stupid? Are they really that dull? How do they really keep blaming the Republicans for what's happening in Detroit, for what's happening in Chicago, for what happens in D.C., the city? All these places run by Dems somehow. Every ill, they're like 17-year-old kids blaming mommy and daddy for everything, for all the ills of their life. Come on, think about it. Anyway, again, I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hillary, if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton, I don't know what we would or would not have to talk about. It'd be a pretty boring show at that point, don't you think? So back to the FBI probe on how, you know, it's really not a probe of Hillary. Everybody you talk to, it's not a probe of Hillary. Right? It's always a probe of her server. So I don't know how that has nothing to do with her. At least in her mind, it has nothing to do with her. You know what I'm saying? Now, former State Department IT staffer Brian Paisano, he installed and maintained the server. He's been granted immunity by the Department of Justice, and he's cooperating with the FBI. That's just a little chill up your spine. In another development, the infamous Romanian hacker, known as Guccifer, who was extradited to the U.S. To face cyber charges. Now, he told Fox News that he easily breached Clinton's personal email server in early 2013, but he's not the only one. Right? Who else did it? The Chinese did it. The Russians did it. I mean, everybody did it. Like I always say, the past that server was passed around in the cyber world like a $2 whore in the San Diego bar. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm trying to paint a picture for you. Everybody had access to the server. Everybody in the cyber world had access to the server. And she didn't care. She didn't care who it hurt. She didn't care as long as it made her life easier. As long as she, it didn't put her out. As long as she had a way to cover her tracks, she did not care. Now, speaking from a Virginia jail where he's being held, Lazar, or Guccifer, said that the conversation was 80 minutes recorded. He took his own notes. Now, government source confirmed that the hacker had a lot to say on the plane, but provided no other details. So again, maybe we should give him some kind of immunity, lesser sentence, whatever. Right? Because did it have nuclear information on there? If we're moving things around and she's Secretary of State and she's trying to pull a deal off with somebody and she's doing it from her personal server? I mean, give me a break, really? So I don't know. Again, I say to you, You people on the left, how do you justify this? She's fine? Right? General Petraeus should go to jail, should be stripped, should be court-martialed. But that's okay, right? Because he was a conservative. right? Because he was one of the good guys. We need to get rid of him. We need to see what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it look like these people are bad people. Right? I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it. They're bad people because they have moral values, because they stand for things and they made a mistake. That's what bothers me the most. They're trying to make bad, trying to make good people look bad no matter what. Let's see. Somebody just, I should say somebody just sent me this. I get this and people will poke me. How come I haven't read the jobs report, right? And you know the green energy thing? You know, it's doing so well. And it's doing so well that Energy, Home Solar, is laying off 500 people. Yeah, you heard me. 500 people. And Groupon, Groupon pretty cranks. Everybody knows who Groupon is. They're laying off 30 people from Chicago. And Endo in Charlotte, North Carolina, is laying off 740 people. And I don't do this, you know, I want you to hear how great the economy's doing. I want you to know about it. What's the name of it? Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Not a good thing. They're laying off a couple hundred people. And I don't know if it, I want to look into this. Because I don't know if it's an issue with Obamacare. I don't know what it is. But if, you know, if they're having problems getting paid, if they're having problems getting reimbursed, if they're having problems getting into the system, then this could be an issue for them, right? Chevron's laying off another 1,000 people. I mean, I could go on and off. Bernie Sanders showed up unless he laid off 200. That's great. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. No kidding. Ain't that the truth? There's a whole... Wait, okay, don't point your finger at me. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people with a whole little brains doing a whole bunch of talking, don't you think? Happens all the time. Anyhow, you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. Boatload of things going out there on the website. You can... I don't know. You can check out the writers. You know, I'd love for you to give the writers a thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways, whatever. Comment on what they've written. You know, they love this. They'd love to read the comments. They'd love to hear what you have to say. Believe it or not, I don't really care what you say, as long as you say something. Because at least if you say something, you're engaged, right? You're doing something. You're engaged. So anyhow, and you know, the other thing too is as I was putting away this story, the Heinz Craft Company, they're going to lay off about 50 people, which I guess is no big deal in the grand scheme of things. You know, 50 families out of work, so it's a big deal in that light. But when you think they have thousands of thousands of thousands, maybe it's not such a big deal. I don't know. Anyhow, always a pleasure to be with you and. Let me see. I got so many stories tonight, or for tonight, that I don't even know where to start. You know, the $15 an hour minimum wage, wasn't that great? Great idea, right? I mean, because, you know, you got to get people a living wage. you know I'm playing with you here. You got to get people a living wage. They have to be able to pay their bills. And, that's all the government should make sure that could happen by forcing employers to pay human beings $15 an hour. But... when you're McDonald's, who's just ordered, you think they did this just to be in their faces? 15,000, right? 15. They've ordered 15,000 self-serving kiosks. You know, we're getting more and more as a society, if you think about it. I don't think they thought this through, but we're getting more and more, not dependent on, but comfortable with kiosks. You go to Home Depot, you go into Lowe's, you go to the airport. There's all these places where it's really simple. You know, you punch your buttons in, you punch the buttons, you get your ticket, you get your product, you swipe grocery stores. I mean, you're swiping your own stuff at the grocery stores to get in and get out. Right? So we're getting comfortable with it. It's no big deal. Well, if you're one of those people that doesn't have a whole bunch of special orders, then a kiosk at a fast food joint should be no big deal for you. Now, if you want to know why you shouldn't be demanding the $15 an hour since it's only a transitional job, it is not a life job, guess what? Wendy's now has ordered 6,000 of these self-serving kiosks. That's right. Wendy's said that self-service ordering kiosks, will be made available across 6,000 restaurants in second half of this year. And it's, you know, it's kind of directly in the, and they say it, it's part of the minimum wage hikes. And they're trying to make up for the problems that they had, or the problems they will have, in having to pay employees $15 an hour. Because as I keep telling you, those of you who want to be informed and don't poo-poo it, $15 an hour is what you make, and you don't even take that home. By the time you get done with it, what is it? What are you taking home? $13? But your employer has to match some of your taxes. Your employer has to pay a higher percentage of work. By the time your employer gets done with this raise, it's about $21 to $23 an hour for the employer. And so it's more than double his employee part of the budget and employee-related expenses. Now, the story goes on to say that it'll be up to the franchises whether to deploy the labor-saving technology, but Wendy's president, Todd Penegor, did note that some of the franchise locations have been raising prices to offset wage hikes. McDonald's has been testing self-service kiosks, right, and recently ordered a bunch of them, but Wendy's, which has been vocal about embracing labor-saving technology, is launching the biggest potential expansion. Wendy's Penegor said that company operator stores, only about 10% of the total, are seeing wage inflation of 5 to 6%. Now, understand it. You know that doesn't sound like a lot. Oh, what's 5 or 6%? Well, what is that? On every $100, that's $5 or $6. You know, they're already working on a 2 or 3% margin to begin with. If you think about it, but how do they get done with everything? Again, you keep forgetting that these companies have to put money aside. They have to put money aside to replace equipment, to, you know, rebuild the restaurant, to replace the floors. There's so much more to this. All right? I mean, it's that simple. There is so much more to this. It's not surprising that some franchises might face more of the labor cost squeeze than company restaurants at the 258 Wendy's restaurants in California. Think about that. There's about 260 of those restaurants right here in California where the minimum wage rose from $10 an hour this year and will gradually rise to $15 an hour. You know, 75% of the 200-plus restaurants will be putting these machines in. The same thing in New York. The same thing in Chicago. I mean, they don't need to be losing these jobs. You go ahead and elect Hillary Clinton, you're going to be like $22 an hour. Come on, think about this. And ultimately, they only make a couple extra bucks a month. And you know as well as I do that won't be enough. In 2 or 3 years, they'll need more money. You know, Google, first, I guess you first have to learn how to spell it. Google Venezuela and what's going on in Venezuela. Right? Because there are there are stories coming out of Venezuela of them eating their own animals, their own pets, to stay alive. I mean, the store shelves are empty, right? And when you think about this, this was the poster boy for socialism. They're an oil-producing nation. Hello? Why aren't they rich in dollars? Why, if socialism was going to work anywhere, now think about this. If socialism was going to work anywhere, it should have worked in an oil-producing company, in an oil-rich nation, don't you think? And for those of you... somebody just sent me this one, too. Oh, I like that. You know, we've been talking about this for days. About the Could Trump beat Hillary Clinton? I mean, can it actually happen? I say yes. I've been hearing from insiders in D.C. that their polls, the Republican, and this is why they're so crazy over there, their polls have been showing for a while that Trump beats Hillary. And not squeak by, handily beats Hillary. And there are many polls out there that show that. Now, if you want to take this latest poll, a new national poll with a margin of error of about 2.5%, for all intents and purposes, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are tied nationwide. Now, the poll queried over 1,500 registered voters, and the makeup of these voters were... Now, think about it. 1,500 registered voters. Not people in the street, registered voters. Now, 40% of these were Democrats, 33% were Republicans, 20% were independents, and he still won. And there's a lot of Democrats in the coal state. See, here's the thing. This is why the Dems hate this interweb thing so much. Because you can pull up on any... This is why they want to regulate it. They want to get rid of this stuff that nails them, that holds their feet to the fire. So when Hillary said she was going to put the coal business, the coal companies out of business... Did she really think, is she so high on herself that she really thought that the Dems that worked in the coal industry were going to just blow it past and go, she's just doing the campaign rhetoric. But I'm watching these interviews with coal workers, people in those areas. Look, I'm a lifelong Democrat and I'm voting for Donald Trump because he's the only one who keeps saying he's going to put us back to work. Now, whether he does or doesn't is a whole different story. At least he's not saying that he's going to put us out of business. Now, think of that. Right? I mean, even the Dems, the hardcore, lifelong Dems, she's in trouble with. All right? Whether you like Trump or not, I'm happy about the fact that she's in trouble. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back.
Okay, sit down. No dancing. Now, if you went to a Catholic school, you know what I'm talking about, right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me, and I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. Don't just sit there unengaged, uninformed, uninvolved. Just be entertained. I don't want to entertain anybody. I really don't. Right? I already did this story. I want to inform you. I want you to decide. All right? I want you to decide what you can work with and what you can't. Now, somebody sent me a story I did a long time ago, and if you're listening, maybe you were listening or whatever, about the transgender girl that says she's rejected by straight guys for having male parts. I already went off on this, and I'm not going to do it again. Here's a transgender person who doesn't understand why, that makes them bigots, transophobes, whatever. Again, one fella said, not my words, his, if I want to date somebody with a penis, I'd date another guy. It's really that simple. I get it. So, let's just get past that and move on. And you could probably find that if you Google it on our website. If you go to our website and search for the story, you'll find it, and I'm sure you will appreciate it. All right, back to reality here. Trump beats Hillary.
Now, you can say whatever you want. You can say that he's nasty, he's this, he's that, he's the other thing. But you know what? He's the only one talking about putting people back to work. He's the only one not using political terms. He's the only one not, using all the politico speech. I know. I listened to him. He doesn't really say much of anything. Do you know what I'm saying? And then we on the right, not we, but some on the right, I won't say we, I'm not going to be that inclusive. You know, just even in the past few days, you know, we said that, or people have said that he's flip-flopped on abortion, he's flip-flopped on taxes, no, he hasn't. He has not. And again, I'm not going to defend every word he says or everything that comes out of his mouth. You know as well as I do. He doesn't understand when he gets in front of the mic that people scrutinize every word he says. I continually say things I don't mean. And what I mean by that is they just come out wrong. It's not that I'm saying things I don't mean. It's just the words, because they come out jumbled and they're wrong. You know, it's look, would you prefer to have President Hillary Clinton or somebody else? How's that? And some of my friends on the hard right keep saying the same thing. I'm tired of voting for the better of the two evils. Okay, great. Then why don't you get involved in your party early on? Why are you waiting to the presidential election? Because some of you are really political neophytes. I talked to you and can't believe that you even want to talk politics. You know, I did a local interview with somebody a couple of weeks ago. And they decided to go down the road of religion with me, for lack of a better term, okay? And I buried the guy. Because, you know, he didn't know what he was talking about. And he thought he did. He had that look on his face like, let me explain to you how religion works, kind of thing. And like, this guy, apparently he's never checked me out. He doesn't know what I'm about, and he doesn't know what, you know, you always want to know what your enemy or your the person you're going up against, you always want to know what they think, what they've written, how they talk, what they believe. Don't you think? Doesn't that make sense? It does to me. All right, so apparently, this is just crazy going somewhere to happen. I do an education story almost every night. And I keep telling you people, yeah, you people, would you please pay attention to what your kids are learning or not learning at school? Would you please pay attention to what they bring home? Would you please pay attention to what's going on in their classroom? Ask them what happened today. What's up? Same old thing. No, there is no such thing as the same old thing. The same old thing doesn't keep happening in school. All right? Now, a school play depicts rape, filthy language, and public urination. That's according to a piece by Todd Starnes. The Carnegie Vanguard High School's one-act play had a little something for everyone. Depictions of a male-on-male rape, male-on-female rape, filthy language, and on-stage urination, and an actress who simulated wiping her private parts on center stage. This somehow is art. Maybe we should let the Muslims take over. Maybe that's what we should do, because this will not stand with them and nobody will get in their way, apparently. Come on, think about it. Right? Nobody ever calls them on the carpet, not on the left anyhow. They only come after us. So sit back and watch it happen. Oh yeah, there's also a scene where a male cast member turned his back to the audience, dropped his pants as fellow cast members delivered dialogue about the size of his junk. Now, the Houston High School racy production of Holy Day has generated Holy Day. Oh, Holy Mary. Are you seriously? See, this is why I say there should be a show called Administrators Gone Wild. Come on, wouldn't you consider this Administrators Gone Wild? Now, the play, the production of Holy Day, has generated great angst among the good church-going people of the Lone Star State.
Hello, Dolly, It's Not. A Houston Chronicle columnist described the show as psychologically intense and exploration of subjects such as violence, sex, and race. There's no exploration. This is where these people are brain dead. This is not an exploration of these things. An exploration of these things would be talking about how often they come about, what brings them about, how they're dealt with, how much they affect a person, and how to fix them. That's exploration of, not acting them out in a play. I'm sorry. Now, Carnegie's eyebrow-raising show originally advanced in the Texas one-act play contest, leading to a number of complaints, mostly from the parents of teen actors at competing schools. I was flabbergasted, said one parent at the contest. One enraged father who attended the April 23rd Region 3 6A play competition filed a formal complaint with the Houston Independent School District. I was deeply offended by the obscene and inappropriate content. The parents wrote demanding the school be disqualified from the competition. I spoke at length with the father, a former public school educator for 18 years, said Todd Starnes, and I asked who asked not to disclose his name, fearing it might cause trouble for his children. His son was also competing in a one-act play competition, representing a different school. He said many people were shocked by what they saw during the performance. Now, people were disgusted. There was a complete shock when they had just seen, he told me, elementary age children were exposed to this show. So, see, this is, I don't know, is it the left? Is it the artsy community? That they really don't care what our kids are exposed to? They think because they're right that it must be okay, it's good for you? We tell them that. We go down that road, and they tell us how brain dead we are. So apparently, again, it's right back to my mantra for the year. Dems think that all Republicans are bad, all conservatives are bad, and all Dems are good, period. Now, at first he said, everyone has a different tolerance level, the parent said. I told him, no, sir. You cannot possibly tell me it's appropriate for any audience for a young lady to portray wiping her vagina after having sex behind a prop on a stage. Yeah, how do you explain that to an elementary school? Yeah, we've been through some of those stories where the administrators say, well, they have to learn somewhere and sometime. Well, good. Let them learn at home. Let mommy and daddy teach them and talk with them about it. And if they're not, it's still none of your business. And this has nothing to do with tolerance levels. This has to do with how I want to raise my children. You have no right to tell me or any other parent how to raise their child, at what age things are age appropriate for them, unless I ask you. But until then, as you want me to stay out of your bedroom, you stay out of my moral values. You have no right to be there. You have no right to go against what I choose to teach my son or daughter for moral values. Absolutely none. You would never tolerate it the other way around. If the pendulum swings the other way and it becomes a really hardcore conservative teaching line at schools, boy, you'd be screaming. The University Interscholastic League told Todd that they're aware of some of the concerns and are investigating the content of Carnegie's play. UIL is making every effort to follow up on its members and on what's going on there to make sure this doesn't happen again. Apparently, the moral standards within the Houston Independent School District are not that high, nor do they care. Such obscene and offensive language or content is no place at a high school, the writer says. And all, you know, listen, the story does go on a ways, but it's the same basic information. People are upset that this kind of thing is going on at school, and they're not being told about it. You know what? Parents have a right to know. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Sarah Davis joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll have a lot to talk about. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.